So how will you be celebrating Nelson's tenure with the quartet in the upcoming concert? Did you pick any of the music specifically to celebrate him, or are any of the pieces particularly meaningful to you guys?
We didn't know exactly when his last concert would be. Mm-hmm. And we had planned for the wonderful pianist John Nakamatsu to join us. So the repertoire is kind of chosen around John a little bit more than it is around Nelson and the Jupiter String Quartet. It's a concert of music that we've played with John before. I wouldn't call it a celebratory piece, but it's not a reflection of our time with Nelson.
Okay.
Just the piece that we wanted to play with John happened to be the Franck Quintet. Mm-hmm.
And what are the other two pieces that you're playing? I saw there was Entr'acte and some Mozart quartet.
Correct. So the first piece we'll play actually won't involve Nelson. It'll be a Mozart piano quartet with Meg, Liz, myself, and John. A wonderful G minor piano quartet by Mozart. And then the second piece is a string quartet by Caroline Shaw called Entr'acte. Which is a short and beautiful work. And then the second half is the monumental Franck romantic French piano quintet, which is the whole Jupiters plus John Nakamatsu.
And can you tell me a bit more about your history of playing with John?
Yeah, John's been here at the Krannert Center with us. John is a wonderful pianist. He was a first prize winner at the Van Cliburn competition. And he's also a consummate chamber musician. We are on faculty with him in the summertime at a music festival in Maine, and we often collaborate with him there. And he's just, in addition to being a virtuoso, he's just a real beautiful chamber musician. The Franck is notoriously hard for the pianist. But it's in great hands with John.
Do you have a memory or anecdote you'd like to share about Nelson, either as a friend or as a colleague, that sort of encapsulates your time together as a group?
So many memories. I mean, when you play in a string quartet, it's like being married. So, you know, and I am in fact married to
right.
Meg, so it's like doubly intimate in a way. Mm-hmm. You know, you spend so much time developing your sound, developing your repertoire, going on the road together. We were so fortunate that we all had similar goals. We all wanted to have families. We were all super excited and ready to settle down in Champaign-Urbana together. So that's one of the reasons that we had such a long run of 23 years, is that we had a shared love of what we did, and we also had goals that overlapped. And I think we all feel just so fortunate that we were able to go 23 years. I think we were maybe naive to think that we could go forever, but so many happy moments. And Nelson always felt music so deeply. In fact, it would often bring him to tears in rehearsal. He sort of wore, or he does wear, his emotions on his sleep a little bit. Hmm. So we would just be playing through the slow movement of a Beethoven quartet, and you would look over and, you know, there would be tears in his face, and he felt this music so strongly, and I'm sure he's going to miss it. But there were tears on our cheeks as well when we were saying goodbye, you know, having some of our final rehearsals. But change is a part of life, and, you know, we're so thrilled that we've found a new colleague who's equally as passionate and a beautiful violinist. And I think it's going to be wonderful for us to see how the quartet changes with a new person in the first violin chair, and the new things that we'll learn from each other, and the new repertoire we'll discover together. So, you know, bittersweet,
sure.
But looking forward at the same time.